NYSE removes the 25,000 contract cap on Bitcoin and Ether ETF options. The position limits that capped crypto ETF options trading since November 2024 are gone. NYSE Arca and NYSE American filed 6 rule changes with the Federal Register on March 10th, and the SEC waived the standard 30-day review period, making the removal effective immediately as of March 23, 2026. What the 25,000 contract cap was. When the SEC first approved options trading on spot Bitcoin ETFs in late 2024, it imposed a 25,000 contract position limit per product. The cap was a guardrail designed to prevent market manipulation and contain volatility in a new asset class that regulators were still learning to supervise. For retail traders, 25,000 contracts was rarely a binding constraint. For institutions running multi-billion-dollar portfolios, it was a choke point. A single large fund hedging a $500 million Bitcoin position could consume a significant fraction of that limit, forcing it to spread exposure across multiple products or leave risk unhedged. The cap also blocks sophisticated strategies that require layered positions across multiple strike prices and expirations. When each leg of a spread eats into the same 25,000 contract ceiling, the math gets tight fast. 11 ETFs, no limits. The rule change covers 11 crypto ETFs across both Bitcoin and Ether. The named products include BlackRock's iShares Bitcoin Trust, iBit, FidelityWise Origin Bitcoin Fund, FBTC, ARK21 Shares Bitcoin ETF, ARKB, and ETFs from Bitwise and Grayscale covering both assets. By removing both contract position limits and price discovery restrictions, NYSE Arca and NYSE American are aligning crypto ETF options with how standard commodity ETF options already trade. Gold ETF options, oil ETF options, and agricultural commodity ETF options operate without hard position caps. Crypto options now get the same treatment. Flex options open the door to custom institutional trades. The more consequential change may be the flex options approval. Standard listed options come with fixed strike prices, fixed expiration dates, and fixed exercise styles. Flex options strip those constraints away. With flex, an institution can negotiate a custom strike price that matches its exact entry point. It can set an expiration date tied to a specific event, like a quarterly rebalance or a regulatory deadline. It can choose between American-style exercise, anytime before expiry, and European style, only at expiry. This is how large asset managers hedge in traditional markets. A pension fund does not buy off-the-shelf puts to protect a $2 billion equity portfolio. It works with a dealer to structure a flex option that matches its exact exposure timeline and risk tolerance. Bitcoin and Ether ETF holders now have access to the same mechanics. The practical effect is that market makers and dealers can offer tighter spreads and deeper liquidity when they are not bumping against position caps. More liquidity at tighter spreads means lower execution costs for every participant, including retail traders using standard listed options. Why the SEC waived the 30-day wait rule changes filed with the Federal Register normally sit through a 30-day comment period before taking effect. The SEC waived that window here, allowing immediate implementation. The waiver signals that the Commission views the removal as non-controversial. These are not new products or novel risk structures. They are existing options on existing ETFs that were temporarily constrained by caps the SEC itself imposed as a precaution. Removing the training wheels after 16 months of uneventful trading is a straightforward regulatory step. Market context: the rule change lands during a week of broad risk-off sentiment. Bitcoin trades at $67,707 as of March 23, 2026, down 1.7% over 24 hours and 6.7% over 7 days. Ether sits at $2,044, down 2.0% in the same period. The Fear and Greed Index reads 25 firmly in fear territory. That backdrop makes the timing interesting. Uncapped options give institutional desks more tools to hedge downside risk during drawdowns. A fund that was previously constrained to 25,000 protective put contracts can now scale that hedge to match its full exposure. Whether that results in more buying pressure from funds that feel comfortable holding larger spot positions because they can hedge them properly, or more selling pressure from funds using options to express bearish views without selling spot depends on how institutions read the current environment. Recent Bitcoin ETF flow data showed $253 million in outflows over 2 days earlier this month, suggesting institutional sentiment has been cautious. Removing position limits does not change sentiment, but it gives those who want to re-enter a richer set of tools to manage the risk. What this changes for options markets. The immediate beneficiaries are market makers. Without position caps constraining their inventory, they can quote tighter bid-ask spreads and absorb larger order flow. That should compress the cost of options for every user. The secondary effect is on open interest growth. Crypto ETF options have been the fastest growing segment of the crypto cards and assets ecosystem, but total open interest has been modest compared to equity ETF options of similar AUM. The cap was one reason. Removing it clears a structural bottleneck. For crypto card users and everyday holders, the practical impact is indirect but real. Deeper options markets tend to reduce spot volatility over time because hedging activity absorbs shocks that would otherwise translate into forced selling. Less volatility in spot markets means more predictable balances for anyone spending crypto through a Visa or MasterCard-linked card.